Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.
Point of View.
On Kaya959.
With Pimelo Modine.
What's yours?
What's yours?
A very good evening to you and welcome to Point of View, coming to you live from Makanda today at the National Arts Festival. And it's really been such a wonderful day. We arrived here a little bit earlier on today and we've explored, we've enjoyed, we've touched, we've felt, we've eaten. And it's been the most amazing experience from an artistic point of view. So we're going to be delving a little bit more into all of that today and tomorrow and the next day as well. So we're here for a while. I want to start here in, you know, our hosts have been so gracious and so wonderful. So we had to speak to them. We had to speak to the organizers of the festival. And I have here the CEO of the National Arts Festival, Monica Newton, who is, I'd say we'd have to say thank you to you for such a wonderful welcome and the most amazing experience artistically.
Well, thank you so much for coming, and it's wonderful to meet you, and we hope we'll see you in Makanda every year from now on.
You can't get rid of us now, from now on, so it's too late now.
And statistically, once you've come once, you'll come another 7 times.
Really?
Yep. So just book your tickets now. Don't resist.
It's been over 50 years. Mm. Is it 50 or 51?
51.
51 years. And how does a festival like this, number one, just survive 50 years plus? And secondly, keep making sure, because you and I are at the helm, how do you make sure that it stays abreast of what is required to keep us all interested from a festival point of view?
Well, one of the incredible things about a 51-year-old festival is that it's evolved and grown over time. And it's survived states of emergency, it's survived pandemics. It's really a testament to the power of both the people who organize it, the National Arts Festival team, our board, partners who genuinely believe in it. But the most important thing about it is that it continues to be a place where artists come. This is the festival that you meet artists. They have an ability to tell us our stories. The program every year reflects back their stories, their hopes, their dreams. And that's what captivates the imagination. And for as long as we can be open to the voices of artists, as long as we can be a platform that presents their work in whatever style, medium, and language they choose, I believe the National Arts Festival will continue to live on.
I was saying that this is the kind of festival, first of all, it's an artist's festival. So you know what I mean. But one of the things that is so important and crucial about the festival, it sets the tone for what to come. You know, this is where they hone in, this is where they marinate, this is where they bake, and this is where they sharpen everything that they're going to present to us for the next year or two. And what makes, for you as the CEO, what makes that kind of, I would say, safe space for the artists, in fact? You know, what's so crucial about that?
Well, first of all, the most important thing about the arts is the fact that it is the expression of us.
Yeah.
And the platform must be free.
Yeah.
The platform must be able to accommodate any genre, any language, and difficult stories, light stories, happy stories, sad stories, stories about tragedies like Saul's Put Dam.
Yeah.
It must be able to take the light and the dark and present them in a way that engages people. This is ultimately a platform for dialogue. It's a platform where people come to engage, to learn, but most importantly to have a live experience that can never be replicated anywhere. We are the antidote to AI. We are the antidote to boring. We are the antidote to artificial. It is genuine what you find here. Maybe it's raw, maybe it's unpolished, but it is absolutely 100% artist driven.
I was speaking to one director who was saying, I'm nervous, not because the audience is not going to like what we have to offer, but I'm nervous about the national dialogue that this particular play will generate. And I said, that's exactly it. Isn't that what art is supposed to do? Get us to talk, to think, to interrogate, and to ask ourselves, you know, looking at ourselves in the mirror, you know, what is this that's being presented to us?
Absolutely. We've done our job if you leave the theater feeling enraged or laughing or crying or phoning your mom and saying, gosh, I miss you, or reaching out to friends you haven't met for ages, or even better, walking back to the box office to buy another ticket because you want the experience again. And that's what we aim to do, which is why our artistic committee led by Rusera Thesol can program challenging work. Mm. We don't have to meet people with pretty and flowers and happy stories. We can be real in this space. And Makhanda is probably one of the most real cities in the country, with all of its challenges, with all of its conflicts, with all of its divisions and inequality. It is still where we come to gather, where we come to talk, where we come to experience, and where we come to meet each other.
You know, the economy is struggling. Everybody knows that. What does it mean to have a sponsor back something as, and I'd say, difficult as this? Because, as you said, we ask difficult questions, we interrogate things. It's not always pretty. It's not always comfortable for the nation to have these discussions. But to have a sponsor that carries you through the bulk of, you know, the festival's existence, for that matter, I think is a 41 years that Standard Bank has been doing this. It really is a gift, as you know, because, you know, money is not, you know, flowing very nicely right now. But just maybe tell me about the significance of getting financial backing like this.
Well, one of the things that is utterly true about the National Arts Festival is that it takes a nation. There are anywhere between 25 to 30 partners that work together to make this happen.
Yeah.
And some of them are financial, some of them are in kind, some of them are service partners. But to have a loyal partner like Standard Bank for more than 40 years, who understands the arts and doesn't try to put it in a box, who understands the value of excellence and supports young artists, who understands the importance of the festival, both for the town, the province, and the nation, is incredibly special.
Mm.
We're also very, very fortunate as the National Arts Festival to have a lot of government support from Eastern Cape Provincial Sport, Recreation, Arts and Culture, Sara Bartman District Municipality, different agencies like the National Arts Council and others. We're exceptionally grateful to all of our partners because they enable low ticket prices. They enable us to present challenging work because while we do want audiences to see, our imperative is not commercial. Mm. None of us are doing this for a profit. In fact, nobody's in this for the money.
You're telling
it's
me.
It's too hard.
You know, you have to be invested somehow. I mean, just to your point about no one's in this for the money, you have to be invested with your soul and everything. And when I say everything, I really, really mean everything. Having spoken to some of the vendors here and service providers, everybody's invested. It's not just yourselves. Everybody, from the people who are running the B&Bs, the restaurants, and all of that. What does it take to have that kind of buy-in?
Well, I think the fact that a festival that takes over a town like the National Arts Festival has to have everybody involved in it. We can't do what we do without the support of Makhanda Municipality, because we need 24-hour plumbers and electricians. We need people to clear block drains, because that's what happens when there are lots of people in town.
Yes.
And equally, we need accommodation providers, restaurants, to provide the hospitality that our guests need. So it really is a collaborative effort. And the National Arts Festival is something that everybody has an opinion on.
Yes.
You either love it in its current format, or you feel as though it's
lost
its heyday.
Exactly.
Or you its best years were 25 years ago because that's when you were young and you experienced it.
Yes.
So the great thing is that everybody has a perspective. The festival is always a discussion point in Makhanda, whether people appreciate it or are annoyed the fact that the queues in Pick n Pay are very long or that the parking is hard to find. So it is wonderful to be in a small town and to be doing a thing like the National Arts Festival in a small town where public schools, private schools, the university, the town, the businesses, everybody really makes it happen.
You know, when you reminded us that 50 years ago, it was during all sorts of things were happening at the time. And of course, it was in the middle of our apartheid days. And we went through all of that. What preoccupies the organizers right now as the issue to discuss?
From an organizational perspective, I think it is a question of how do festivals evolve in a difficult economic climate, especially a destination festival like the National Arts Festival. How do we continue to support an artistic community that's struggling, that's struggling to find funding, that's at loggerheads with each other and finding it hard to find a middle ground and a path through? What is the role of festivals in that specific regard? And, of course, what is our responsibility as the National Arts Festival? Also, how do we ensure that the next 50 years of the festival are secured? Because it's both an extraordinary legacy, but also an enormous obligation on the incredible work and talent and support and investment that has got us to this point. Now, our generation needs to take it forward. My team and I need to make sure that we secure the future of the National Arts Festival. But also, we make an impact on the city. And for the last couple of years, we've been very fortunate to have investment by the Social Employment Fund that's enabled us to do work that's coloring outside of the lines. That's helped us to fill potholes, collect rubbish, recycle, create food gardens, clean streets, maintain schools and public buildings. Because the response, I think, that we've chosen in terms of questions about what are you doing for Makanda outside of festival was a real problem. Because we didn't actually have an answer. But fundamentally, for the last 3 years, we've been able to invest $134 million into the local economy, employ more than 5,000 people, generally for around 10 months, rather than just the couple of weeks of festival. And obviously, funding is never secured. We've submitted an application, fingers crossed. But ultimately, it's about the responsibility that we feel to the town because we live here. We're not a festival that arrives and organizes itself. Yeah. We live here. We work here. We're dependent on the city as much as they are dependent on us.
Talk to me about the moment when it happens. If you've spoken about, for instance, for others, it's 10 months. Lots of other things happening in the periphery. But when it does happen, after begging for money, after all of those things, and it finally happens, it must be quite a rewarding feeling.
It's an enormously satisfying feeling, but it is 100% stress. From day one to day...
until we leave.
Well, and in fact, after that, because the strike phase of festival takes a couple of days after, and then the festival never really sleeps. We start again. But it is an extraordinary thing to be able to do and to look back over 11 days and go, gosh, this is the kind of work. These are the folks who are here. These are the stories that were told. These are the award winners. These are the productions that are going to travel. And my goodness, wasn't that amazing? Let's do it again.
Monica, take a moment to take it in. It's a fantastic, fantastic festival, and you can be proud.
Thank you so very much, and we hope to see you back.
We will be. We certainly will be. Really appreciate you taking the time. As I said, take a moment. Sit through a play from beginning to end. Do not take any messages, and just enjoy it. Really appreciate your time today.
Thank you.
That is Monica Newton, who is a CEO of the National Arts Festival. As I said to you, we are here in Makanda at the National Arts Festival. We'll be here for some time, and we're not going away, and I think we are going to be back again next year. So let me take a quick break. I'll be back with more after this.
Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.